bitch with a baddie friend. With a baddie friend. I love seeing two bad bitches, bad, two bad bitches, bad, two bad bitches be friends. I love seeing two bad bitches, bad, two bad bitches, bad, two bad bitches be friends. Like a bad bitch duo. Bad, bad bitch duo. Like a bad bitch duo.
Welcome back to 2G's in a Podcast with Graciela
and Gina.
And today we have a special request, which was to do a little segment where we give advice, like a big sister, little sister type thing. Yeah. So here we are.
This is what the people ask for. This is what the people want. And so I thought we'd just share some tips with you guys. And if you don't have an older sister, like, there that's okay. We can stand in for you and help you out a little bit. So I feel like a good place to start would be to kind of give advice for girls that are going into college soon. So one that I think is really important when you first start college is really to just not let yourself be shy, because so much of your future opportunities are based in the connections that you make while you're in college. And so go to those little club events or join a sorority and be talkative in class. Like, try to make friends. Don't just be like a little hermit crab.
Every event that school throws where they are giving a free water bottle, a free t-shirt, anything, go to those, because there's going to be so many people there. And I think that something that I've heard a lot of people say is that they feel like college is just really lonely because you're away from family, and just like your friends that you grew up with are more than likely not there with you. But all the people that are on that campus probably feel the same way. So it's like, go ahead, make those connections, go to those events, and join every program you can possibly join, not just for the friends aspect, but also like networking in the future. You never know who this person that you're talking to right now could be, and if they may have like an opportunity for you, like y'all could work together or something.
Yeah, and you might be thinking like, oh, where do I even start if you're a shy person? But honestly, if you have a roommate your first semester, which I'm assuming you will, you guys should go out together. I'm sure that they're also trying to make friends and meet new people and go to stuff. So definitely do that. And if you do not want to go out with your roommate, you guys don't go, like you guys don't get along very well, then when you go to the dining hall, sit at a table with somebody. Maybe don't sit like right next to them, but if it's a table for four people and there's only one person sitting there, sit in one of those other seats and try to make conversation. Like, put yourself in that uncomfortable situation, because it might be uncomfy then, but you might just have found like your new best friend, or like your going out buddy or whatever. And I don't mean going out like partying, because that's not what your focus should be right away in college, you know? But going out to like sporting events and school, like club stuff, you know, there's just so much to do in college. So definitely explore and don't be shy.
Yeah. Another thing that this is a do as I say, you know, like don't worry about what I was doing though, you know, do not skip your classes. Like it's so easy to skip classes, but skipping those classes in the long run, one, you're going to be like lost. But two, these professors, let's say like you're a couple points away from being at the next letter grade. If they have not seen you in their office and you're talking about some, hey, like if you could like do da da da, they are not going to listen to you. But if they've seen that you've been in their class every single chance that you can be in there and you're like participating and stuff, they're going to just give you those points, or like do, like, you know, they're gonna help you out, which in the long run is gonna be so beneficial.
Yeah, I've never skipped classes in undergrad. I think I've only skipped one class in law school, honestly, which is crazy. I have really bad school anxiety, so I can't miss a day. But the thought of missing class, like once you start to kind of get into that rhythm of skipping, you're just going to be doing that for that class the next day and the next day and the next day and all of your other classes. So you're just going to put yourself into having really bad habits, especially early on. So of course, take a mental health day if you need it. You don't necessarily have to go to every single class to do well, but don't just be skipping to skip. Like, go to those classes, become acquainted with the professors, because that could be your future employer, someone that you're looking to for a recommendation letter or just to help you improve your resume and stuff like that. So yeah, like go to class, make that connect.
Another thing is when you are picking out your classes, and I really wish someone would have told me this, rate my professor. Go use rate my professor religiously. Like I'm telling you, that is going to help you in ways that you won't even be able to understand until you're like, until you've had a really bad professor. Because all the bad professors that I had were literally like, I didn't do my research beforehand. Like when you're looking for the classes that you need, look at what professors are offering those classes, because yeah, you can save yourself a lot of trouble, a lot of trouble. And don't take no 8 a.m. classes. No, don't take no 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. because that 10 a.m. gonna feel like 8 a.m. Promise you. Unless you absolutely have to. But yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say that I feel like that's something that's really important and y'all need to know. You need to recognize if you don't already. A high school 8 a.m. is so different from a college 8 a.m. Like, it'd be so hard to get up early in the morning. And you gotta drag yourself to class and like pay attention and be present. Don't do it. And you guys do kind of get the worst pick. Like you get what's left over. So of course you can't
avoid the 8 a.m.s.
Yeah, that's all there is. That's all there is. But maybe use that as an opportunity to branch out and like take an elective instead of trying to get like every single required course right away. Because if you, like, wait a semester, then you'll have better pick than you had your first semester, you know? So, I think that, yeah, don't take them early classes. And college is the time to explore. So, if you don't know what you want to do career-wise or you don't even know your major, when you're in your freshman year of college, that does not matter. Like, it's so okay. So, definitely take the time to find those classes that are things that you could be interested in, because that's a great way to decide what you want your major to be.
Yeah.
And I think also kind of on that same wave, like you can change your major in college. You don't have to keep it, but something that you should be cautious of if you do that is if you wait until later into your degree to try to switch your major, you could lose some credits.
Right.
So it's like you need to be decisive at a certain point, but there is flexibility.
And that's why you should take those fun classes. Well, not fun, but just like try different classes. Don't just stick to what you know, because you might take a class that you never thought would be interesting. And then, boom, that's actually now your what your like focus is going to be in school. So definitely branch out. And that's why you should also stick to going to the clubs, because
school clubs.
Yeah, the school clubs. Also. Going to the school clubs, because there's so many different like types of clubs that you might fall in love with something that you would have never even like guessed that you would have been into.
Yeah, and it's just like a good way to meet people, a good way to network, because like guys, we're saying it a lot, there's a lot of emphasis on it, but some of the relationships that you make in college you're going to have for the rest of your life, so you want to just make sure you're giving yourself the opportunity to even get to that point, you know?
Yeah. Another thing on the topic of not the school clubs, if you are going to be, which you shouldn't be underage drinking, because that's not allowed.
Right.
First and foremost, when you do get to the point where you are allowed to drink, you need to know your limits. Like, you need to know your limits, because you do not want to be the person that is blackout drunk and someone else has to take care of, because you do not know these people and you do not know that these people are going to be able to take care of you in a way that like so prioritize your safety. If you do go to parties, which you probably will because it's your freshman year, like when they say watch your drinks, and don't be taking nothing from nobody, because like I said, you do not know these people.
Right. Also, like, don't drink a lot, you know, like really emphasis on know your limit, but also like you don't have to be super drunk every time you go somewhere. If you have to be that reliant on alcohol, maybe you just shouldn't be there. Right. Maybe that's not the space for you. If you can't have a good time sober and your first 3 years of college should be sober. Something that I think is just important overall is try to have a routine and stick to that routine, because it's going to be, for a lot of people, the first time that you're away from your parents for an elongated period of time, where you're really becoming independent in your own person and figuring out how you're going to do things for the rest of your life. And having structure, especially that first year, and maintaining discipline, that'll keep you on track, okay?
And on the topic of routines and sticking to that, the syllabus that you get from every single one of your classes, you need to print that out and have that right in front of wherever you like be studying or whatever, and like be paying attention to that, because that's literally so helpful in the long run. And like add stuff to your calendars. Like I know that sounds like such like a oh like auntie, but no, like add things to your calendar, because you do not want to miss an assignment, because some of these professors are not going to care that you thought it was due next week and it was actually due today.
Exactly.
And then now you failed the class.
Yeah, if that little Canvas notification isn't enough for you to remember that you have an assignment due, you need to be setting alarms, reminders, putting it in your planners, calendars, all of that, so that you stay on top of assignments. Because you do
Exactly.
not want to get behind.
And if you are going to be, if you're much more like more than likely you're going to have a roommate, be considerate of other people's space. Like be clean, be organized. Don't be like throwing your shoes and clothes everywhere, because that is like having a bad roommate or being a bad roommate is going to ruin your experience. Like I promise you it will, because it's gonna be warm in that house, guys. It's gonna be warm in that house. So yeah, like just be mindful, like pick up after yourselves. And if your roommate is dirty, go to your little RA, because the RAs are in fact there to help you. Go to your RA and just like let them know what's going on, because it's like not having that stress of a bad roommate is just so helpful. Like college is already stressful. Why add one more thing to that list?
Yeah, I 100% agree. But I guess you'll work on your conflict management skills a lot in that situation. Can you guys set it aside and get along, or do you have to just like switch roommates? That's a great time to figure it out. I think that's something that we're not really taught in school, or at least I wasn't in high school, was how important financial literacy is and kind of planning for the future, which college feels scary at first because it is so many firsts at once and you are thinking about your future and preparing yourself for your adult career. But learning how to like set money aside and create like a savings account or like a credit card and like start working on your credit and things like that, I feel like those are things that we don't really think about when we first start college or even like really first step out into adulthood on our own. And just creating that habit early on in saving money, and even if it's just like $5 a week that you're putting in like a piggy bank or something, or like putting in your savings account and you're not touching, that's just like a good way to learn how to be like financially literate and financially independent.
Another thing is be mindful, because you're gonna have that freedom where if you want to go and get fast food 3 times a day, you're going to be able to do that. When they, if you've heard of the Freshman 15, that is true, guys. So,
Please.
take care of yourself, because that's also just like it's gonna make you. It's gonna it, you're gonna be like upset with yourself if you leave school and then it's just like, oh my gosh, I'm not happy with the way I look right now. And it's because you was in the dining hall 5 times a day.
Please.
Or like, yeah. And most like
Please.
schools, or at least like, yeah, most schools have like a free gym that you can go to. It's just part of the like,
It's not free. You pay that chunk of money with
oh
your
well,
tuition at the
included in your
beginning of the
tuition,
semester.
yeah. So take advantage of that.
At least at the school that I went to, our rec center had a lot of really cool things that we could do that I'm kind of mad I didn't really take advantage of until I was in my senior year. But we had like all types of swim classes, like rock climbing, ropes courses,
Whoa.
cycling classes, so many different types of intramural sports, and like yoga, like just so many classes that you could have access to through the rec center. I just like take advantage of those things because you are paying that in your tuition or your student loans or your parents or whoever's paying for it. The money is being paid, so you may as well take advantage of those little amenities that the school has. And I also feel like something to like really be considerate of and do is sign up for those internships. Yes. Like, volunteer for those service events. Because, once again, like, you're kind of starting to build your career and your network. So, going to those things and getting that stuff down on your resume, it's going to give you, like, a one-up on your, like, competition, basically. Mm-hmm. Because you put yourself out there and you started it during your freshman year. And they're just going to be really impressed by you, Pookie, I promise.
Yes, exactly. And just to add on to that, that's why it's so important to build these relationships with your professors and, like, ask questions and do things of that nature, because your professors also have, like, other jobs too, 9 out of 10 times, honestly. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's literally how I got my internship. It was, like, I had just built a connection with my professor, and then he offered me an internship. So it was like, okay, boom. And then you're going to have other people that are like, it's their junior year. They haven't had an internship and they're like scrambling to get one. So just relieve yourself of that stress, mm-hmm. and build those relationships. And there's so many internship opportunities that it's just like, you're going to be able to get one if you try, for real. And it just helps you in the sense of, if you get an internship in the field that you're interested in, you're going to be able to be like, oh, I like this or I don't like this. So, yeah, get you them little internships. Mm-hmm. Oh, another thing is, don't ever buy your textbooks from the campus store. Ever, 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 ever. Unless you absolutely have to. Like, and also, you do not have to buy a new book unless you absolutely have to. Like, there are some classes that you have to get a new book for. But most classes, you do not. Get the used textbooks because they're literally the same and you're not going to use them after.
Yeah.
And if you like the virtual copy, like if you're fine with the virtual copy, there is so many websites online that will give you the book for free and you can download onto your devices, guys. So,
allegedly, we don't know anything about that from personal experience. Mm-hmm.
That's what they be saying.
That's what the streets are saying.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, TikTok is a great resource. That's what they be saying, you know, for you to find these alleged websites.
Yeah, but I definitely think the used over new is, like, definitely do that. You might feel like you're not going to want to be having a book that someone else had, but majority of the time you get a used book, the person who had it before you only used it for, like, the first 2 reading assignments and then never went past, like, page 25 in the book. Mm-hmm. So it is basically still brand new, like, just get the used book. I think that something with college that we need to, like, keep at the forefront of our minds, okay, is that it's time to explore and it's okay to make mistakes or, like, learn things about yourself that you don't like, or get into hobbies that you find out that you eventually find out that you love partaking in, you know? So just try to get out of your comfort zone and try new things, because you don't want to have regrets. You don't want to be like, oh, I should have tried pickleball in college. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just go to the little class. It's going to be silly. You might feel awkward at first, but try new things, okay?
For sure. Say yes.
Yeah.
Say yes a lot, guys, unless it's bad, but say yes. Because you literally, how are you going to know if you like something if you don't even try it? Mm-hmm. That's the thing. All right, so now
we're just gonna, like, spitball,
yeah,
things. A little, like, speed run. Just some, like, little quick tips that we think that you guys should know, because mm-hmm. they might be helpful for your, like, packing and planning of your room and stuff like that. So, like, first and foremost, have at least 2 sets of sheets for your bed. Mm-hmm. You don't really need more than 2, but you definitely need more than 1. So when you have your laundry day, you can just, like, switch to the clean set until you get to doing your load of laundry, okay?
Yep. A mattress topper. You need a mattress topper, because if not, your back will be in pain.
Yeah.
You need shower shoes.
Oh my God.
You need shower shoes.
Whether you have a communal bathroom or, like, a more private bathroom that just you and your roommate, or, like, you and the people in the room next to you, whoever share it, shower shoes are so important, because do you want athlete's foot?
No.
Do you want a foot fungus? That's disgusting. Mm-hmm. And you don't know who's cleaning the bathrooms and how often they're being cleaned and with what product and to what extent, you know?
Right. Another thing is, this can be for the communal or if you have your own bathroom, get you a little shower caddy, because yeah. especially if you're rooming with people like you don't even really know, mm-hmm. because you don't want them taking your stuff and you don't even know about it.
I think that something else that you should have is, like, get you a little robe, because I feel like a robe, you could just throw that on real quick, like, especially with the communal bathrooms, like, you don't want to be walking out in, like, just your little pajama set. Well, at least I wouldn't want to be doing that because of what I like to wear to bed. Or, like, having to put on a whole outfit just to go use the bathroom. Like, get you a little robe and some little outside shoes for the bathroom.
Yep.
And walk yourself down to the little bathroom. And
get yourself a little robe. Get yourself some pepper spray, because some of these night classes will end late. And then the sun starts going down at 5 p.m. and you're going to be walking on campus by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So just, yeah, prioritize your safety.
Matter of fact, get the whole little keychain that comes with the alarm and, like, the stabby thing.
Yeah.
And all of that, because you just never know and you always want to be safe. Something else that you should definitely do is when you're picking your classes out, if you're trying to be one of the people that's doing your classes, like, all on Monday and Tuesday or something like that, just to not have class more days out of the week, go ahead and make sure that you check the walk time in between each one of those classes. Because if you go to a big school and you got a class that ends at 1:50 on the north side of the campus, and then you got a class that starts at 2 on the south end, are you going to be able to make it in time? And are you going to be sweaty?
Exactly.
Things you need to consider, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Student discounts. You get so many things, either through your school or through Uni Days or Student Beans or whatever the other ones are. But make that account as soon as you get your, like your login information for your school and can, like, verify that you're a student there, because there's so many student discounts. Like, so many.
Yeah. Get you a little Brita, okay? Because having to carry a pack of water into your dorm room is going to be one of the most annoying things ever. Mm-hmm. And when you use a Brita, you can literally get your water and also save the planet. So literally.
I think just one last thing that I have is, like, make sure that you're reaching out to your parents, for those of you that are real close with them and like the chit chat. They're going to miss you. And you might not want to talk to your mom about whatever it was that you did that day because you're just tired of droning on and on about the same thing every single day. But just pick up the phone and give them people some time a day.
Yeah. And on that topic, take care of your mental health. Okay. Yeah. Like, do not overwork yourself to the point where you are just completely drained. And if you do feel drained, reach out, because there are so many resources at your college. Yeah, like, they're there to help you. So, like, reach out, whether it's to your school, your family members, your friends, whoever. Just reach out to people, because, yeah.
1,000%.
But, yeah, I think that's all I got.
And that was all I got, so.
But, yeah, best of luck to all the freshmen going in.
Yeah, and the other ones, too, you guys can still take some of this advice if you didn't already know these things.
And, yeah.
Let us know if you like this type of episode, because we could definitely do some more, like, advice column type things in the future.
Yeah.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and keep up with the other episodes. Hey, bitch, what a baddie friend. What a baddie friend. I love seeing two bad bitches, two bad bitches be friends. I love seeing two bad bitches be friends. Like a bad bitch duo. Like a bad bitch duo.